The best outdoorsman I've ever known is Wayne Pearson, and I asked him how to pick an outfitter. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
When you pick an outfitter, there's thousands of outfitters out there, and there's a host of good ones, and there's a lot of bad ones. I like to have outfitters referred to me, or me refer to an outfitter that I've been to. I want to see who they are, what they really do. I want to see them fail, and I want to see them succeed. That way, I know more about them, so I can recommend them. I also like references on an outfitter, and I like to call several different outfitters. When they give me a list of references, that's the ones they put the dog and pony show on for. And I ask them, I say, give me some random guess that you had, and maybe not with all the success stories. Maybe they didn't take an animal, but there's more to a hunt than taking an animal. So I want to check them out. I want to know who they are. I want to know what to expect. And then the rest of it's up to me in preparation. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Even though an outfitter may say, do this, this, and this, but there's a lot of things an outfitter don't know about you. You got to have confidence in what you do and how you do it. You got to know all you need to know about the weather and about what to expect when you get there. So if you're bow hunting or gun hunting, you need to know what's expected of you as well so that you are prepared. Preparation is 90% of the success of you having a great time and a great outing. So check them out.
Will do, and great advice. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.